Well, we've got another very packed show, and it's I'm really delighted to have someone that I admire very, very much and is in the studio with us this morning, Darren, a person whose journey is one that is really predicated on service. And it's no other than Mark Taylor, MP, the Member for Seven Hills, Parliamentary Secretary for Police and Justice. When you read Mark's resume, it's pedigree. Very highly qualified, degrees in law and prosecution and a whole range of areas, master's degrees, has really undertaken his service, what he wants to do for the community, really seriously. And I often think, that's just one part, I often think why people turn out the way they are. And when you think of Mark's father also was an acting commissioner for police for New South Wales, you tend to start to understand why people other way. And I've been very fortunate to meet Mark's wife and his children, and the story is exactly the same. There are so many things. He's won so many awards for the work he does, and he doesn't do the things to win the awards. He does his work professionally and is recognised.
And also a Hills councillor before he went into the state parliament as well. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Darren and Jim. It's absolutely fantastic to be here. And Darren, we saw Jim doing a bit of dancing around the studio early on, so he's obviously fighting fit.
Maybe we should bring back ABBA or something for him to really get dancing. I know Bev Jordan might like that as well. Now, is this your first time at a Live 90.5?
I think I might have popped in a few years ago when the more seasoned of you two,
I understand Jim, that's right as well. Yes.
Jim might have had me on board, yes. But it's a pleasure to be back.
Well, it is. But listeners, there is one thing I have to bring to the table, and that is Mark is a very good friend. The only thing that I cannot agree with Mark, Darren, he's a avid, staunch Parramatta Eels supporter. How are they going to go this year, Mark?
Hey, oh. Wonderful.
You never know. Oh. Of course I would be, Jim. Growing up in old Toongabbie, yes. And being around the area, there's only one team, and that's Parra.
And can I just say, I think you're on the money this year. They're certainly much stronger and so on.
Your Tigers, is that right?
That's exactly right. So, I through thick and thin.
I'll just kind of shrug my shoulders at that.
And thank you, but at least you've got to respect me for my honesty.
But good luck.
Mark, tell us about your journey. How did you, why did you go into the police force? I mean, you're very, you're an intelligent person, gifted, and I say that. You're at Muirfield, and then you were able to go through a very stringent exam process and go to James Roos High, being the number one school for the last 21, 22 years. And at that time, you've done extremely well. You decided to join the police force. How did that come about?
That's exactly right, Jim. Well, it's James Roos is a fantastic experience. Yeah. And one thing I did enjoy there actually was agriculture, and one would assume so because it was agricultural high school. But that was a fantastic subject, and I almost ended up going into the agricultural field and economics. I liked the combination of both business and agriculture. But as you said earlier on, my father was in the New South Wales Police. I come from quite a long family of policing. My uncle was also in the police, and my grandfather's father was also in the police. So I think sometimes it's in the blood. And when I was at school, I finished the HSC and I worked in a few different jobs, and I just thought, I would like to get in there and actually work in the community space and work with people, and I think that was the main attraction.
And when you take that, you start to be seen as someone who has leadership qualities and leadership skills, and you progress through, and you have done a law degree, and you are a lawyer by trade as well, a prosecutor, yes. and different things, and I think that's an amazing part of the equation that Mark has now developed. Take a period of time, and then you decide, after consultation with learned friends and others, you want to take that step of service further by joining New South Wales government.
Well, it was an interesting path, Jim, because I wasn't one of these people that was like a 16-year-old person who was politically active and always had this desire to go into politics or on a university campus protesting or advocating. Or I didn't follow that traditional path. I was quite happy policing and doing law and serving community in that aspect. And it came about, Jim, I actually got a knock on the door by a fellow in my local area. My wife and I had moved into a new area. We had a young child. And this fell up the road, a neighbour knocked on the door and said, I want to form a group, a local community group that advocates for better services for kids around the area. You know, improved play equipment, better footpaths, better parks. I joined that group, Jim, and life went on from there. It progressed from a local progress association. I got involved with local councillors, local members of parliament, and it slowly grew on me the opportunities to advocate and to represent and to ask for things and improve our local area, and I continued on the path.
And that puts together the picture puzzle, because I think in 2012 you took a strategic step in the sense of joining the council and using your skills to better the community. So all of that was a lead up to that. Tell us about that experience of council.
Well, that's exactly right, Jim. So you can imagine going from being in the local neighbourhood and you're engaging in all these ideas about services and facilities and making a better area for the future. That progressed to a wider scope, and I saw opportunities around the whole of the council and local government area in service delivery and the types of things, community facilities that needed to be upgraded and improved, and what was our area going to look like in the future and what it was going to be like for our children. So I actively engaged then in the local government process, and I was fortunate enough to be elected and represent the area for quite a number of years.
That's absolutely fantastic. We love those stories, Mark, because this show is called Spotlight. It's about trying to celebrate the great work that individuals do for the community, and we dips our lid to you because of the things that you do for the people and serve them. We're going to go to a little break. We're going to play one of Mark's songs. And
what have you chosen for us?
Oh, I think have we got some In Excess around?
We do. What about Don't Change?
That sounds fantastic.
We'll do that for you. You're on Spotlight with Jim and Darren. It's 30 minutes past 10 at Live 90.5.
Live 90.5. Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial, and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety, and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 19 minutes past 10 at Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And in the studio we have the member for Seven Hills, Mark Taylor MP, Parliamentary Secretary for Police and Justice. And we're talking a lot to Mark about his career. And I just really now want to focus on the here and now in state government. And how we were talking earlier just offline and coming into the studio, it's busy on the buses, it's busy everywhere, and it seems to be that the state is recovering from the last year of the pandemic. Vaccines are coming out, those sorts of things. What's your opinion and how we have done so well as a government? Is it leadership? I like to say that...
It's a good question, good question.
That we do have a good premier, but I'd like to hear it from yourself, Mark.
Oh, look, Darren, it's... Look, hasn't it been a very difficult year, very difficult 12 months? But hasn't it been a fantastic example of leadership? I think, and when I say that, I mean that not only, obviously, from Gladys, from my perspective in state government. Gladys has been an absolute rock, and what you see is what you get with Gladys. She's one of those very, very hardworking individuals. It's an amazing, and I think that's part of the reason, because Gladys has always been dedicated to getting to the right answer. But look, when I say leadership, I mean right across the community. It's been absolutely fantastic to see all of our community leaders. Now, whether they are in football clubs, Rotary clubs, PNCs, whether they're just groups of people that come together for hobbies and interests, the innovation that they've come up with to keep on going during COVID, the support that they've given each other and members of their group have suffered, you know, terribly, whether they're business people that have actually put their nose to the grindstone and kept people employed during the tough times, and whether it's been people handing out food packs, et cetera, to the vulnerable people in the community. I've been absolutely blown away by the leadership and the tenacity of our local community during what has been a very, very difficult year.
And just last night, I was at the Hills Relay for Life launch. We saw a movie, we heard about people, and this year, they're able to get back on the fields. It won't be for 24 hours, but it will be for a five-hour event that's coming up in May, and I forget the detail again, but we will have them in the studio beforehand. So it's those sort of leaders as well who actually are looking to see how we get back into it. They're not just packing up. They're saying, how do we get back? How do we recharge? How do we do these things that we know how to do well within the community? And I think it's a great example. A question for you, Mark, on things like what sort of infrastructure do you see that we're lacking in this area that would help also supercharge us in the next, say, 3 to 5 years within the Hills District?
Yeah, look, Darren, I think one of my main focuses has been, since I've been a local member, is try to make sure that those facilities that are at the centre of our suburbs are in the best state they can, because I think it's those that bring the community together. So just before I came in the studio, before I was out here at the Masonic Ovals, having a look at the dog parks that were there, a skateboard park that was there, a beautiful cricket oval that was there, and a football field. And I could see people exercising, they were having cups of coffee, they were walking dogs, they were talking as community. So those particular facilities, so I'm talking about our sporting fields and our community buildings, our community halls, our tennis courts, and our places where people gather at the centre of the suburbs, that's the type of infrastructure that I strongly support and try my hardest to advocate on behalf of the local community to get money into those to improve them, because we see the results, whether it's whether it is a football group, a tennis group, or whether it's a parents groups come together and has a reading in the community hall
or during the day. Pickleball. We still got to get the pickleball tournament happening
Darren, we do.
Do you want to be part of our pickleball tournament?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to get the council. So our friend, Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer, put us in touch with this great sport, and he wants to see a supercharge, maybe something between all the councils. So that might be happening. A final topic that we want to talk about, and it's being very topical at the moment, is that of a dedicated palliative care ward at Westmead Hospital. We've heard it a lot, so we've had Dr. Philip Lee on this show. He's gone on a metro-wide show yesterday talking about the topic as well. And we've heard from a lot of people that it's not good enough what we have. What is your thought on this topic, and what can we be doing better for the people of Western Sydney, and particularly those who would call Westmead their home hospital?
Oh, look, Darren, I've had the opportunity to speak to Dr. Philip Lee, and I was in the unfortunate position during COVID that my father-in-law passed away from cancer, and we went through the palliative care system. I must say organisations like Silver Chain are just absolutely fantastic, and all of the palliative care nurses and doctors were absolutely fantastic during that period. So, look, it's an issue which is very, very close to my heart. It's an issue which has been raised with me numerous times by members of my local community, and I've advocated on their behalf, not only to the health minister in the local health district, but also you may and may not be aware there will be a discussion in Parliament concerning the matter, which has been brought by a petition from members of the local community and Dr. Philip Lee. Can I say that I think that palliative care is one of those issues which really needs to be discussed by the local community as much as possible. I know we have the facilities at Mount Druitt and also at Auburn, but a lot of people have their treatment, like my father-in-law, at Westmead Hospital, and it's very difficult then for the family and for obviously the patient to suddenly find there's a change of where that care is going to take place. But there's also another issue about palliative care at Westmead, where there are some people who require treatment that is very, very specific and very, very complex. So you can imagine, like any particular medical experience, some of it is not as complicated as others. And one of the issues at Westmead, if there was a specialised palliative care facility, it can cater for those that have very complicated issues. But also, the other issue being it gives doctors and nurses the experience in palliative care. As you can imagine, Westmead is a very large training hospital. So those opportunities for doctors and nurses coming through to have experience in that type of medical treatment, that's going to benefit us as a community far, far greater.
Mark, We've run out of time. I can't believe it. It's been absolutely amazing to have you in the studio with us, for you to spare time. We want to congratulate you on your continued success. The New South Wales Government have seen wisdom. You're the New South Wales Parliamentary Secretary for Police and Justice. We congratulate you on that part of your journey. And thank you for all the things you do. And on behalf of Darren and myself, would you please come back again and tell us and share with us what you're doing for our community and the New South Wales Government?
I absolutely will. And thanks very much, Darren and Jim. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Have a great morning.
Great to have you here.
AC/DC TNT to take us out.
Alive 90.5.